What are you guys doing for New Year's?
Just, I mean, you'll have to wait and see. We'll send you a picture.
Okay. What?
Neither of you would approve.
What? I wouldn't approve? No. What would you, what could you possibly be doing that I would not approve of? Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 234.
This is a podcast where two drunken partyless partiers play retro games for your amusement. I am partyless partier number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am partyless partier number two. My name is Earl. And this week, we're celebrating New Year's without a party. There's no parties to go to.
I bet you people are going to go to parties.
Oh, yeah. People are going to go to parties and, you know, they're all going to get COVID and it's going to be bad. And just stay inside. Like, we can miss some holidays. You know, like, we can a year's worth of holidays is I'm happy to give up if it means none of my friends or family are going to die.
We'll just do all the holidays extra hard next year.
Exactly. Welcome to the show this week, Revelers. This week we're going to celebrate New Year's. We're playing
no New Year's games. So
no, this is Space New Year's.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing Journey to Silius on the NES. We'll see how this goes. I'm foreseeing we get nowhere, but
I only briefly played this on here on the Switch Online when I saw it and was like, oh, what's this game? I'll try it out. And I made it nowhere.
Yeah.
But well, I think we can make it somewhere.
Okay, maybe. Cool. Before we get to Journey to Silius, how's it going this week, Jurek?
It's going pretty good. You know, we just, as we're recording, we just celebrated Christmas.
We did.
A couple days ago was Christmas. And I mean, it was, you know,
pretty low-key Christmas this year.
Just me and Abby hung out. We made, a Christmas dinner, but we do our thing usually on Christmas Eve. Exchange gifts with each other and everything. And that's when I would normally do it with my family as well. My family always did Christmas Eve, and then Abby's family does Christmas Day. So it worked out. For us in normal years that we go to my parents on Christmas Eve and her parents on Christmas Day. But this year, Christmas Eve, we did our thing. And then Christmas Day, we watched, 8 hours of Lord of the Rings.
Oh my God. How was it? So
it was
boring.
Amazing. if we had started a little earlier, I think we could have done all three in a day.
Isn't it? Like, that's 12 hours worth of movies, right?
Yeah,
like,
and it's 12 hours of awesome movies.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I know that they're great movies. Like,
they're so good. Every time I watch them, I'm just like, God, I forget just how good these fucking movies are. They did it so well.
Be honest with me here. Like, did you really stay awake for the whole
time?
Yeah,
I don't fall asleep during movies.
Oh, God, I would just be out. I would sleep the whole time.
Abby did a puzzle on the coffee table.
Okay.
It took her over the two movies. A little bit. It took her probably like 9 hours.
Okay. Well, cool.
But I mean, it was a hard puzzle.
Right.
I mean, it would have taken me like
days.
2 days, and then I would have just quit.
Right.
Like, because I fucking hate puzzles.
Fuck this stupid puzzle.
but yeah, that's all we did for the holidays. But how you doing, man?
I'm good. I also had a pretty low-key Christmas. My you know, my parents and my sister and I, my sister's family and I, we just did a Zoom Christmas this year. Like I went and I dropped off presents at their house.
Right. We did that on the 22nd. We went over to my parents to give them their presents.
I chose to do it on the 23rd in the afternoon, and I did it in a raging blizzard.
Yeah. We were originally going to, and I texted my mom like, what? I didn't realize it was even going to be a blizzard. And I texted her, you know, saying, what time tomorrow do you want us is best to come over? And she was like, well, I was going to text you. It's supposed to be pretty terrible weather. And I was like, oh, yes, it is. We'll just come over tonight.
Yeah.
So we went over there at 7:30.
I should have done the same thing, except for by the 22nd, I hadn't even wrapped anything yet. So that's what I did on the 22nd to bring them on the 23rd. But alas... but I made it. Driving in a blizzard, it sucks. Like, it took me a long time.
Yeah, but you're a Minnesotan, you've done it.
No, I know. I've done it a million times, but it was particularly bad. Like, you could not see, fucking 5 feet in front of you. Like,
it's playing the old game. Like, am I in a lane?
Am I in a lane? Yep. Like, I think
I'm following other tire tracks, so it's a lane now.
This highway is 3 lanes wide, and there's 3 cars here. I'm pretty sure we're each in a lane, but it's hard to say. Yeah. I don't know. So, yeah, and that's really all I did. I don't know. Watched the new Wonder Woman on Christmas Day. So
yeah, I think we'll watch it tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah, I'm just, I guess I'll let the Revelers have some time to watch it. I don't know. It just came out. It was okay. It was fine. And, you know, I'm a lover of all movies. And so for me to say it was fine.
Yeah.
You
know, the fact that Earl's not saying it was awesome makes me very leery.
I really did like it. There was good parts about it, but it just felt like there was no stakes. But...
I mean, to be fair, I did not really care for the first one either.
Oh, okay. I really enjoyed the first
one. And other people seem to be like, yeah, the first one was amazing. It's like one of the best, like by far the best DC movie. And
I think that title actually goes to Aquaman, but...
I didn't really care for Aquaman all that much.
Oh, I really liked Aquaman.
I mean, I'm one of the few people I feel like that actually thought Justice League was good.
I mean, Justice League is good. I really like it. And
I thought the way it was fine.
I am so jazzed though for the Snyder Cut. I just want to see what it's all about.
I'm curious to see what it's all about. But I think the people that despise the version of Justice League we got and they're super excited for this, thinking it's gonna
just be
change
completely
everything
different
and
movie.
Be awesome are going to be so disappointed.
It's pretty much going to be the same movie with an hour more stuff or something.
Well, yeah, it's going to be 4 hours long, apparently.
Yeah, but it's being released in hour-long chunks. It's four...
Well, I think you can also watch it as one...
Oh, I thought that... I thought
long movie,
it's
I
like
believe.
4 episodes that are coming out, oh, one maybe. 1 hour each. But I don't know. So that's, you know, that's what I've been up to. Yeah, I don't know. Been seeing a nice girl lately, so that's been fun. I don't know.
Indeed, I've been seeing a nice girl too.
Yes, yeah, you married her.
I married her.
Yep.
This past summer.
Yep. I was there. tell the Revelers and I, Jerick, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. I started playing a game called Spiritfarer.
It's supposed to be all the rage these days.
It is. I mean, I think. I don't
I,
know. It's,
I
it's,
had a
it's,
completely
it's,
different
it's a
idea.
It's a highly what it acclaimed game this
but
year,
it's,
I
but
think.
But it's not a walking simulator.
No, not at all.
I thought that's what it was.
No, so the game is, it starts with Charon, the, like, you know, ferryman.
Yeah, yeah.
Retiring.
Oh, he retires. Okay.
And you become the new spirit fairer, the new fairy person. So you're on a boat and basically it's a huge open world. It's mostly just water, but then there's islands, small islands. They're very small.
Okay.
But just everywhere that some of them are towns with
Charon, I guess it's...
I don't know. Charon.
Charon, I think. Does he also bring the good spirits to, heaven or whatever?
In this, yes.
Okay.
I guess I'm not really sure in...
In real life?
In, Greek mythology okay, or whatever mythology he...
Okay. That's Greek. I mean, he's like, yeah.
I guess I don't know if he's just Greek or if he.
I mean, I think there's a character like that in
lots of different ones.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so in this, you travel around on your ship, which slowly over time you make bigger and bigger by upgrading it. And then, yeah, it's basically, so it's like a town building simulator game because you're.
So like Stardew or something. Well,
no, because you're actually building all, like it starts and your ship is empty. I get a spirit that I need to take care of, and they live with you for an extended period of time, and you do kind of tasks for them and feed them and keep them happy and everything, but you build them a house. So everybody that you eventually pick up gets their own house, and then you also build like a kitchen and some fields and like gardens for crops and orchards and some stalls for animals to keep with you that you use for cows for milk.
Yeah, you can get milk from the cows and
From the cows, eggs from chickens, wool from sheep.
Just like Stardew, see?
Yeah. And then, you know, you get to you get to know these characters very well and stuff and talk to them, and then eventually after you complete all their tasks, they're just like, well, I think I'm ready to go.
Okay.
So then you bring them to, I mean, I think they're already dead.
Okay.
I'm unclear completely, but I think they're already spirits.
They're ready to like move on to the
full
afterlife.
They're ready to move on. So you bring them to this place called the Everdoor and you kind of say goodbye, and then they go away.
They wisp away. Okay.
They wisp away. So you, It's got an emotional aspect and stuff. You get attached to some of these characters. No, I haven't cried. I got a little upset,
like my villagers,
recently at one of them. But
you got upset at one of them. Like,
well, I don't want to. I don't want to like spoil anything.
Okay, no spoilers.
In case people are playing, it was disappointing. But I think that was maybe the developer's intention, is that you're expecting something and then it doesn't happen and you're like, well, what the, but.
Right.
I loved him.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah. So, and you go, a lot of the islands are just small, and you go and you harvest materials, like chop down a tree, and then you bring them to your sawmill that you built on your boat and turn the trees into planks.
To lumber, yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, you mine minerals and ore that you smelt into ingots. And,
yep. Just like Stardew. So it's Stardew Valley on a boat. Got it. Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
That is, I mean, it's not a terrible way to describe it. And it's a lot of sailing. And then when you're sailing in between places, you can either be, that's when you can be doing stuff on your boat, because it takes a little while to get
from place to place,
depending on how far you're traveling. Like if I was to travel from opposite corners of the map, I don't know how long that would take.
Like
probably be a good 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. In actual time.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's really fun. I like it. It's one of those games where I'm very, I turn it on just to play for a little bit, but then I'm hours later and now he wants me to do this.
Yeah.
I'm so close. I just need to go right here and I can get the stuff I need to build this other thing that he needs.
You're describing my entire journey through Animal Crossing. It's like every time I want to stop playing, there's just one more thing to do. You know, like, I'll just go do that quick.
Yeah.
And then it's like 6 hours later and you're like, whoops, okay, well, the day is over.
Yeah. But yeah, I really like it. It's peaceful. There's no combat or anything. You can't get hurt. You can't die or anything.
Cool.
But yeah.
Awesome.
The music is really good too. It's just, it really enhances the mood and the emotion of the things going on.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's a really fun game.
Cool.
How about you, man? What are you playing?
Well, I've been playing all sorts of things this week.
All sorts of things.
So first, I'm just going to touch on it briefly. I have been playing Among Us. I absolutely 100% see what all the hype is about. It is fun as shit. If you have a group of friends to play with, you need a group of friends.
Have you played with friends at
all? Yeah. My Animal Crossing group and I have been playing, and it is so fun. And Jurek,
so do you have a separate like Discord chat or something.
Yeah, we have a Discord going on that we use. And like at first we were just using Facebook Messenger and just chatting. But we actually haven't even tried the Discord yet. But I don't know. It's super fun. It is like it's way more fun than it has any right to be.
Yeah, I've watched streams of it and stuff, and it seems fun, but it also seems like it's only going to be fun if you're with a group of friends and you can like chat out loud.
You need to be able to chat out loud.
Discuss what's going on and stuff.
And it's hilarious though. When we were playing, like there's six of us, you know, and like I think it would be even more fun with more people, but even with six, I was just like laughing the entire time. I was just giggling. Like it's just so funny, like especially when you're the imposter, it's like, okay, and somebody walks by and phing, they're dead. I just fucking murdered you, and it's so funny, and nobody saw, and then you quick try and run away, you know, like it's like, oh my god, it's so good. Like I totally see what all the hype is about. Like, cause it's like the new, you know, well for a while now it's been like the
game. Well,
it's the game to play.
It received a revitalization lately, but the game came out in like 2018.
Yeah, I know. But like,
and it died immediately. Nobody cared about it.
I know, but it's just getting popular now. And it's right. Like, it's the number one app on all the phone stores. And yeah. Like, yeah, it's,
I mean, even I watched a stream of Congresswomen Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez,
AOC,
and Ilhan Omar were playing
it,
with a bunch of like Twitch streamers.
Yeah, yeah, they are Twitch streamers, those girls.
Well,
like,
yeah,
I mean
AOC is more so. Ilhan Omar, I don't think she plays a ton of games. AOC, I follow her on Twitter. I mean, I follow both of them on Twitter.
Yeah,
but AOC tweets a lot about like video game stuff. She's actually is a gamer.
Ilhan is the nicest. I've met her before, and
nice.
Yeah, she is a great woman. Anyway, yeah, so Among Us is what I've been playing, but also nice. I bought Rivals of Aether this week. It's a Smash clone. And it's pretty fun. It's not quite Smash. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to put 2,000 hours into it.
Okay.
But I've been so curious about it for just months since I learned about it, and or maybe a couple years now. Cause like oftentimes when there's a Smash tournament, there'll be a Rivals of Aether tournament happening at the same time.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Is it on Switch?
It's on Switch. Yeah. And it was on sale, so I bought it. It's still $20 on sale, but still, I don't know. It's been kind of fun. I don't think I'll put too much time into it. But another game that I got this week is called Dicey Dungeons. And Dicey Dungeons has turned out to be super addicting. I cannot stop playing it. It's like turn-based RPG, but it's not really an RPG. It's more like a board game. You have your each level, there's each run is six levels, and you go up, you know, like you, like, so on each level, there's like three guys you have to fight. And then you get different cards, and so you get these cards, and like each time you roll six, you know, you roll your six sided dice. And then you have to choose which dice to use on which cards, to like attack or to give yourself shields or to, like sometimes you can split a dice in two. So you get two dice, you know, like, I don't know. It's incredibly addicting, and it's like each time is solving a puzzle. Like, so you have to be like a lot of, like at first I was, it's like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. In fact, like what I should have done is use this card first with this dice. Then that would have allowed me to use this card with this dice. But since I played that other one first, I can't do that now. And like, I don't know. It's like this big puzzle to figure out. And there's six different characters that are all dice as well. And they each have different mechanics. I don't know. Dicey Dungeons is amazing. Like,
but so it's like runs like a roguelike. I mean, not necessarily that it is that, but I mean, it's when you play, how, like, it's a continuous thing, or you play for like a 30-minute,
you basically each
and you either lose or you win.
You either lose or you win, and I would say it takes about 30 to 45 minutes per round. And you probably closer to 30 actually. Sometimes, like when you're really like, I'll just be like sitting there thinking about what my next move is, so like things take longer, you know. But okay. But yeah, each thing takes about 30 minutes, and it's sort of procedurally generated. Like each time. So each character has 6 episodes that they can play, and each episode has 6 levels in it, if that makes sense. Or 6 floors. You got to get from the first floor to the 6th floor, and the 6th floor is basically just the boss. But I don't know. It's been way more fun than it has any right to be. Like, I've really been enjoying it. I think in the last like 3 days, I've probably put in like 15, 20 hours into it. Like, I cannot stop playing it. Like, yeah, I don't know. I've beaten the first 2 episodes with everybody and 1 of the 3rd episode. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's cool. 'Cause it like once you beat all the episodes, I don't think that there'll be much replayability.
Right.
You know, it's not like it's making a new thing every time, like a roguelike, but they're kind of a new thing. It's like when you play episode 3 of the thief or whatever, each time, like, the enemies won't be in the same spot and you might be fighting different enemies, but you still have the same mechanics for that run. So like,
yeah,
each episode you have different mechanics too. So the first guy is a fighter, and like, you'll, like, the first one is just a regular old run. Everything just works regularly. And then like the second episode is instead of, when you level up, instead of gaining life, you lose life. And so like, by the time you're ready to like beat the run, you have like very little life, and you have to like, jeez, really like be conservative and like try and figure it out, you know? So like things like that, they like change the game on you.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, but Dicey Dungeons, I would highly recommend it. I think as we're recording this, it's still on sale. Like, I think it's normally $15. I think I got it for $13, you know, like, it's on Switch. I think it's probably on other things too, but I'm not positive on that. It's on Steam for sure. Like, 'cause I think it came out on Steam like a couple years ago, and now it's just
probably
ported to the Switch. But I don't know. Dicey Dungeons, y'all.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's what I've been playing this week. Mostly Dicey Dungeons.
Cool.
Yeah. But Jurek, this week we're going to be playing Journey to Silius.
Journey to Silius.
What do you think? Should we get to our 3 questions?
Let's do it.
So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with 3 questions I don't think he's stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, here we go. Journey to Silius, NES, question number 1. This game started its life as a licensed video game for what movie?
Okay. I was hoping, I didn't know if you were going to be like, oh, well, this is too obvious.
It was going to, it was like the most obvious one,
but Terminator.
That is correct. Yep. So it was supposed to be a Terminator video game, and just before it was to be released, Sunsoft lost the rights to it. And so they changed the story and some of the graphics and called it Journey to Silius. And that's why like the first boss looks shockingly similar to a T-800.
Does it?
Yep.
I know. Yeah. Some of the, and you're, yeah, I mean, you're fighting robots constantly throughout,
yeah,
the game and everything.
Yep. And but they did change
who
the story
did
a little
make,
bit
like Terminator games back then, because there are Terminator games
there are, but
on,
see,
like, NES
here's where they actually lucked out is exactly what's happening right now. I would say they were lucky to make Journey to Silius because people actually still remember this game. Nobody can remember any Terminator games. You know,
I remember Terminator versus RoboCop.
Yeah, that's
on,
I think,
on like Super Nintendo or Sega Genesis.
Yeah, that's on that, I think. I think there's a Terminator on, or maybe I'm thinking of
there
NARC.
Is Terminator NES.
Yeah, I don't know.
See.
I don't think I have it. I look over to my video game cabinet like I'm going to be able to just pick it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this was a Terminator game.
Yeah.
That
and then it never.
And then nothing. It never was. Yep.
Yeah.
Although, but what I'm saying is I think that was a blessing in disguise because like
right.
Journey to Silius has kind of become a cult classic. And like I said, nobody fucking remembers the Terminator games, you know, like at all. So, okay, here we go. Are you ready for question number two, Dre?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you looking something up?
No, I'm looking up, yeah, Terminator. An NES game was eventually developed and released in 1992, developed by Radical Entertainment.
Is it T2, though, or is it the Terminator?
It says Terminator.
Okay. There's a Terminator game in the arcade where you shoot. It's like,
right,
like you have a gun, you know? It's like a light gun game.
Yep.
Anyway, okay, here we go. Question number two, Journey to Silius. In Japan, this game and Chowakusei Senkai Metafight take place in the same universe. What do we call Chowakusei Senkai Metafight in North America?
So this is a game that
we have even played it on the podcast.
Wait, really?
Yep. And this game and Journey to Silius and that game take place in the same universe. What game is it? But I think it's only in Japan because they changed the story for North America. So, yeah.
Is that Blaster Master?
Ooh. Yeah. Nicely done.
I only guessed that because, as you'll find out soon, they share a composer.
They do, yes. So, yep, it's Blaster Master. In Japan, Journey to Silius is called Rough World.
Yeah.
Journey to Silia or Rough World takes place in the space calendar year 2373. Blaster Master or Chowakusei Senkai Metafight takes place in the year 2052 of the same space calendar year or the same space calendar. Okay, so like they're in the same universe, just hundreds of years apart. I thought that was kind of cool. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yep. Okay, here we go. Question. Oh, so Jurek, you are two for two.
So far.
Oh my God. Here we go. Question number three. While not specifically called New Game Plus in this game, what carries over to a new run if you beat the game?
Fuck. I don't think anything. There would be anything that carries.
It's silly.
Your current, like, equipped weapon? Or you're because there's other weapons you get other than your basic like handgun.
Yeah, although I don't think it's your weapons actually. I think I'm gonna actually give you one of those.
So
it's not your weapon. So Journey to Silius is a prime example of how not to implement a New Game Plus type mode. So only your health and ammo carry over. And so, but this means that if you beat the game with one hit point left and no ammo, you start the next level at, you start the next game at level one with one health and no ammo.
Well,
like,
that's just
ridiculous. It's just fucking stupid. Like, I don't know. Like, it, for some reason, only your health and ammo carry over and they literally like just carry right on over. So, yeah. Okay, 2 for 3 this week, Jurek. 2 for 3, all not right. Too shabby.
Better than the 0 for 3 I got last week.
Right, right. Oh my God, you got 0 for 3 last week.
Yeah,
that's
we
right.
were firefighters.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we were firefighters last week. Cool, cool. Jurek, would you like to tell the revelers and I a little bit about Journey to Silius on the NES?
I sure do. Journey to Silius was released in 1990, developed and published by Sunsoft. There wasn't like director or like producer or anything listed. There was an artist listed, and that is Masashi Tsukada.
Masashi Tsukada.
But
okay.
I don't know what else they've worked on.
Okay.
Because
okay.
name wasn't clickable.
Fair.
But the composer, as we briefly mentioned, who were also worked on Blaster Master, is Naoki Kodaka.
Naoki Kodaka. Oh,
they
yeah.
He also composed Spy Hunter.
Sweet.
So I assume that, like, you know, awesome. What's the Spy Hunter? I can't think of the Spy Hunter music now, but it's iconic.
I can't think of what it is either. I actually don't know Spy Hunter as well as some people do.
I don't. I know more so they like rebooted or it's a sequel or something on PS2 Spy
right.
Hunter.
Yeah, yeah.
And I played the shit out of that.
Did you really?
Yeah, that was awesome. And he also did the music for Fester's Quest.
Oh, nice, nice. Classic Fester's
and
Quest.
And a couple other games.
And Blaster Master.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you say Blaster Master?
Yep, Blaster Master, Fester's Quest, Spy Hunter. I think Batman 1989.
Oh, yeah, that game is sick and has fucking banging
And
tunes.
Batman Returns, I believe. I know Batman was on the list of his composing, but Batman Returns?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
Don't hold me to that one.
Okay, okay. Well, should we listen to some of his jams right now?
We should indeed.
Let's do it. And we're back. Holy crap. Like,
yeah.
It's like
this music is awesome.
It's super awesome. It's way better than it has any right to be. Like, I don't know. I really like was rocking out to that shit.
Yeah.
So
I also feel like when listening to it, the whoever composed the music for the game, The Messenger, played
listen.
This game.
Okay.
Because the music reminds me of
so I read it, I was gonna try and make it one of my three questions, but I couldn't figure out how to do it or
how to phrase it.
Yeah. So what's his name again? Kodaka?
Naoki Kodaka.
Kodaka. Naoki Kodaka. So what he did is like normally in NES games of the time, there was a digital track and some other kind of track. Where they composed music on, and normally the melody was on the digital track and like the bass and drums were on like this other track. But what he did for this game is he got the programmers to switch it and he put the bass and the drums on the main track, and the melody and stuff on the other track. And it like really flipped the script on how they did music. And it turned out really awesome. Like, I don't know. I wish I could explain it more technically than that.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, I can read the paragraph that on Wikipedia, there's one paragraph addressing that. And it says,
maybe that's where I read it.
Maybe. I don't know. The soundtrack was composed by Naoki Kodaka. Most NES composers would use the digital channel for sampled drums and the other channels for melodic content. But for Journey to Silius, Kodaka, with the programming assistance of these other programmer guys.
Yeah, a bunch of other guys.
Use the digital channel for a sampled bass line and the triangle channel for a kick drum.
Yeah, I have no idea what any of
that
means.
I don't know what any of that means.
I think it has to do with MIDI composing. But,
yeah, it just kind of switched up where things are.
Yeah, so I don't know. Whatever they did is awesome because the music is fucking banging.
It definitely worked.
Yep. Cool. You got anything else? Or
yeah, I mean, in this game, so it's way in the future or something.
23 something.
I remember. Yeah, but we've got humans have like gone to space. There's like space stations and everything. And in this, you play as Jay McCray.
2373.
Okay. Yeah. As he tries to defeat the terrorist group that's responsible for his father's death. So like his father was the architect in charge of like a space station that was being built and then it got destroyed. And then his son is supposed to now finish building that space station in case he found a note from his father or something saying if terrorists attack or whatever, I need you to finish my mission. So he has to go out and stop the terrorists, and then he's gonna also finish building a space station.
Yeah, that's how real life works. It like does not seem like an excuse plot or anything. You know?
Like, I wonder how long they took to come up with the plot when it was supposed to be Terminator, and then oh shit. Space station,
robots.
We can make that work because it kind of looks like futuristic and spacey and stuff because it's robots. Now we're fighting robots, and it's a terrorist organization, and they use robots to fight for them. But it's basically like a side-scrolling, you know, kind of run and gun shooting game.
Yep. Cool. So cool.
That's all you need to know.
Well, should we get to this game right now?
We should indeed.
I think we better take a shot first, though.
Yeah.
And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Oof. Oh my gosh, revelers.
You got to get you some Jameson.
I know. I'm drinking Bullet Bourbon. Like, don't get me wrong. I love Bullet Bourbon, but it's not really shooting whiskey.
No, you want to sip on that.
Yeah, like, I got to go get some Jameson here. I
live like a block away from the liquor store.
I know I do, but like, you know, I just, it's a pandemic still. I like don't want to go if I don't have to. And I have whiskey here, you know? So like, I don't know. Anyway, let's get to some Journey to Silius here. Oh my God, man. we're not even set up here. Here we go.
Journey to Silius
by Sunsoft. Fuck yeah! All right, I don't want to watch the story. Is this a two-player game or no?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, it's not. Okay, here I'm gonna play first, I guess.
Yeah,
because I'm playing.
Because you're playing.
Okay, here we go. So
here's this little dude in a suit shooting a gun.
Oh, things come out of the background.
Like bombs. What did you just hit by?
Bombs are coming out of the background. They're coming out of the woodwork here.
I saw things.
Apparently, Jay McCray looks very different in the European and Japanese versions.
Well, he wears a helmet.
Oh, he wears a helmet.
So apparently, they just show his hair and his face in the American version, whereas in the Japanese version, you just don't see his face.
Ah, this is hard.
From my understanding. Yeah.
How am I supposed to get this guy?
Got to time it just right.
There we go. Oh my God.
As he was shooting him, another thing popped up.
There's things everywhere.
Oh my God.
Oh, what is this? Yeah.
I don't know what that did.
It did something. I got it for sure.
You got it.
Oh my God. There's things everywhere. Like, look at those things down there. They're going to get me if I go down there.
You just got to.
Ah! Oh my God! This look at who's on the poster. There's like a little blobby guy.
It's like a little penguin guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw it coming. You got to watch the background. It's really
Like, and then there's some things that are too high above you and you can't shoot up.
Yeah. So what is going on around
here? Only shoot straight forward.
Straight forward.
Forward or back. You can turn around and shoot as well. But
oh man, I'm gonna die. I have one hit point left.
You are certainly going to die.
Oh, I got something. I'm dead.
And then you died.
All right. Well, stage one is pretty much impossible, so we know that. I'm going to swap you, Jurek.
All right.
Here we go. I think it should be all you. Is it you? Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet.
Jumps. You die.
There's only two buttons in NES, so it's pretty easy.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's jump and shoot, but yeah, you. I wish you could shoot multiple directions. Also, these guys that are in the ground are tough.
Yeah.
Like, you got to time it just right. I don't know. Oh, my God.
God, how are you supposed to get that guy?
I don't know. Like, he's right on the corner, and you can't jump over him. Like, I mean, maybe you can. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't even know what they are.
What is your... So you have, like, a G meter. What does that mean? Like, is that your ammo, or...
It's
gun
ammo for.
What if you press select?
That's what I just did, and it just paused it.
Oh, it paused it. Well, press start. Oh, you can switch guns. So there's a handgun and a shotgun.
So the other guns, use ammo.
Which G stands for gun, and that's your ammo for sure. Okay, so that's what they mean when the ammo and the ammo and health carry over to New Game Plus. Oh, I see. And you just got ammo. That
shotgun sucks.
Yeah, I would use your regular handgun. It seems
just made everything way harder.
Yeah, it's just the handgun is faster. Like, you really got to kind of just mash it when you see a guy.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Come on. You just like coming up behind me. I thought I could jump over that.
Not today. Oh my god. This is impossible. This is as far as we're ever going to be able to get.
Apparently.
Okay. Oh no, you can keep going, yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to switch.
I guess I don't know where. Yeah, okay. I was like, is it going to start me right here?
Oh, it did start you right there. That's nice. What is that? It's an M.
I was like, is this the boss? Am I, or what's that, the boss? Is this the boss?
This is the boss.
Although, I can't fight that thing, though, because it's above me.
I think this is a mini boss. From what I understand, the boss of the first world is a T-800.
Oh.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What is happening? You're getting
wrecked. I don't
know.
You can't fucking do anything against that thing. I don't know what it was, even.
Game over.
A creature bouncing around at me.
Fuck.
Are these aliens terrorists? Or are the terrorists aliens, is what I meant to say.
Both. I think both. The answer is both.
The answer is yes.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. I'm going to look something up here.
I think there's a level. I think there's codes.
Here we go. Journey to Silius. Game Facts. You know, Game Facts has really been doing me well for many years now.
Game Facts has been doing me well since, like, junior high, man.
Yeah. Okay, there's a hidden options menu, but I don't know.
I remember okay. Game Facts. In the first time I played Ocarina of Time in the Water Temple, I printed off from Game Facts the walkthrough for the Water Temple. So it was back in, what, 97, 98?
Yeah. Okay, so there's no level select. But if here, let's end. You're in control. Let's put this code in just
for
fun.
Isn't there something that you press B like 33 times or something?
It's exactly correct. On the title screen, press the B button exactly 33 times, then press start. If you did it correctly, instead of hearing an explosion and starting the game like normal, you'll go to a hidden options menu. The hidden options menu holds a sound test with all the music tracks in the game, as well as a continues option, which lets you change the number of continues you have from 0 to 9.
Okay.
So... are you pressing it 33 times?
I haven't yet, but okay, here we go. All
right, you do it. I mean, you got to count. Don't count out loud because nope. I feel like that just... that makes for not interesting radio.
Yeah. All right, you entertain the kids.
I'll entertain the kids. Okay, so it is our New Year's episode. I mean, it's a little like this is a kind of a afterthought New Year's episode. We were like, oh, shit. We should do a New Year's episode because it'll come out on New Year's. So,
hey,
oh, you did it. Nice. Let's get 9 continues going here. We're going to need that shit.
I don't know how to do it.
I don't know. Press select or something. Press B or okay, yeah, there we go.
I was like, I don't know if I press a button, it's just going to be like, okay, and we go. But I guess with the exit there. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But so we also were going to do New Year's resolutions. We couldn't remember what our resolutions were from last year. Our retro gaming resolutions. Like, I'm pretty sure mine was beat Final Fantasy VII, and I definitely did not do that.
And I'm pretty sure you didn't even play a single minute of Final Fantasy VII this year.
I think I did, but in January or February, like before
that was like 8 years ago.
I know it was before the pandemic was even a thing. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. So how about New Year's resolutions this year though?
Yeah, because I don't remember what mine were either.
I've got a retro gaming resolution, which I think has been my resolution in the past, but I'm going to continue with it because it needs to be done. I am going to beat Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, I think that might have been actually one of mine.
Yeah, well. Yeah. I don't know.
And I played it a little bit early on in the year.
Yeah, as did I, but haven't in some time. I was streaming it. I streamed it for a little while, actually.
Yeah, that's what you like started.
That was the first thing I ever streamed was Ninja Gaiden, actually. But yeah, I think I can beat it. I can get to the fifth level like no problem now, you know? And like even getting there used to be a problem. So like I'm getting better at it for sure. I'm a little concerned about the sixth level. It's pretty hard. But I'm going to do that. And then I also have a regular gaming resolution. Or maybe this is just a straight up regular resolution. I mean, it has to do with gaming. But like I'm going to assume that at some point this year, things like Smash tournaments will start back up, like like local tournaments. And I would actually like to become a member of the local Smash scene. And also,
you just told me before we started recording this podcast that you were done with Smash.
I know, because I was really mad at it at the time. I know, I'm getting a little sick of Smash, but I don't know. I want to play with other people, you know, like I'm sick of playing online by myself all the time. You know, like, but if there's a local scene, like I can at least go and play friendlies and play, you know, a couple matches with real people, you know, I don't know. It sounds fun. And it sounds like a good way to actually get really good, you know,
yeah,
like online is different than regular. And
so I've heard.
Yeah. I don't know. So my goal is to join the Smash scene, the local scene. Like, you know, I don't really want to be like a prominent member of the scene, but I, you know, want to be a member. And also I would like to go at least 2-2. I would like to go at least 2-2 at a Smash tournament, at a local tournament. The first one I ever went to, I went 1-2. So I think I could go 2-2, especially now. I'm way better than I was even then. So
okay, Chuck Woolery.
Ah, 2-2. You know it, bro. You know
we'll be back
it.
In 2-2.
2-2. what was that? What was that awesome show? Lingo.
Oh, that show was great. Game Show Network.
Man, we used to watch the shit out of Lingo.
Yeah.
I always wanted to touch those. This is going to sound weird, but I always wanted to touch those balls.
Want to touch the balls.
Yeah, they looked so squishy and cool. Like they had numbers on them, but they were like squishy balls. I don't know. Like am I up
really,
here or are you up?
Yeah, you can switch. I you have to switch it to you.
Oh, I have to switch it. I see. I thought you could switch it. That's I was waiting for you to switch it.
No, only you can switch.
I see. Okay.
Only you have the power to switch.
Should I try the shotgun or is
you
it not
worth it?
You
can try it if you want, man.
I'm going to try it. Are we at the very beginning here?
No, I made it a little ways.
Oh, the shotgun's a garbage gun.
The shotgun sucks against
it's a garbage gun things. For garbage people.
Yeah.
There we go.
The handgun seems to
Well, at least it shoots like at a rapid pace. Like the
right?
Shotgun is so slow. Oh my god. Okay.
You cannot jump over both of those.
No, but you can jump over one. Oh.
Yeah, and really you don't need to kill them both. This is what I used the shotgun against. I got up close to him and just wailed on him. But you killed him and he killed you at the same time.
All right, I'm going to play another life here.
Yeah.
Right?
So against this guy, the shotgun I found handy. Just kind of get up close to him so you can use all three shots against him.
There we go. Yeah. Fucking wrecked him.
Smokes him.
Okay, here
and
we go.
Now you're fighting this guy that I don't.
Oh, I got a new gun.
You got a machine gun.
Let's do this. Let's fucking go.
You got this. This weird, I don't know.
This weird helicopter thing.
Yeah, but he drops a guy to fight. And remember, your other guns have ammo, though.
I know.
Like your machine gun.
Got him.
Oh, okay. He's just going to keep dropping guys.
Okay.
You're out of ammo.
I'm out of ammo.
Or something. I don't know.
Ah!
Oh, my God. How many is he going to drop?
100. You can't get him once you're in the grip.
I know.
Oh my god.
He also is shooting a thing at you as he jumps.
This is crazy. Journey to Silius is so hard. Oh my god.
Why did they have to make games so hard back in the day?
I don't know. All right. I mean, I guess we continue. I don't
we can't do anything else.
Yeah. Although I'm always hesitant to use continues. Whoops.
What are you doing, man?
Oh, fuck. I accidentally went to game selection.
I
was trying to switch it to you, and I just did the wrong thing.
All right, press B 33 times. Okay. And then start.
Okay, your turn to talk. Do you have any New Year's resolutions, Strick? Right. Here we go.
I can maybe come up with something as I talk. I'm not sure. I in past years, I know I talked about, I'm going to beat Metroid and Zelda because they're, you know, these iconic games that I've never beaten. And then I started playing Metroid, and I hated it, and it pissed me off, and I didn't want to play it anymore. And Zelda, I should probably beat Zelda still.
You really
should.
You really should.
It's just, when I've played, like, the first one's just, it's not great.
I mean,
it's fine.
The first one is actually
it's
great.
It's fine, but it's just, it's not as good, you know, you got to Link to the Past. It's just so good.
This is you now playing. Sorry.
And then, I mean, obviously, everything beyond that is also so good.
Yeah, but like,
other than Zelda 2, which is not good.
No, Zelda 2 is so good. And like, Zelda 1, like, it's good to play it so you know where Link to the Past even came from, you know? Like, Link to the Past wouldn't exist if Zelda 1 didn't exist, you know? Like, it's, I feel like, I don't know. I think you should play it. Like, and I think you would like
it. Oh, God,
it.
I fell down the hole.
It still is very Zelda-like. Like, you have to get an item to get out of the dungeon.
No, I get that. It's still, it's the same concept. Oh, God.
Sure. He just keeps
falling down holes.
He's not even jumping, just literally just falling down them. Oh my God!
This time. Oh my God!
Oh, and you almost got.
You get shot like right as you jump across
as you
this
land.
Other guy.
Yeah. Oh my God! We should be done here soon. I don't foresee us getting much farther in this game.
Me neither.
And I'm trying to keep our episodes more towards 1 hour. They've been drifting longer and longer, Drake. And
yeah, that'll happen.
That will happen. I know, but I'm the one who edits them, and the longer they are, the longer it takes me, and we know that I sometimes have trouble doing that. So, like right now, our new episode is even out as we record this one. Oh my God, Secrets to the Revelers. Secret. That's okay.
It was supposed to come out on Christmas Day.
It was, but I was not going to do it on Christmas Day. And
right.
I also wasn't going to do it on Christmas Eve. And on the 23rd, I was driving in a blizzard. So, yeah. Also playing D&D that night. So, oh, my gosh.
Game over. I thought maybe we could beat the first level.
I don't think
we can.
I'm ready to be Game's done with impossible. Journey to Silius. I don't know. I don't know if you are. We're out of there. We've done it. All right. Well, let's.
All right, I'm gonna beat. Fine. I'll beat Zelda.
Do it, dude. It's not too hard. Just use a guide. Like, don't try and do it yourself.
And with Metroid, I did make it. Feel like halfway through the game.
You did the original Metroid. That's probably farther.
It's not very long.
That's probably farther than I've ever made it. Like legitimately.
And then I just kind of got frustrated and wanted it. It just makes me want to play Super Metroid.
Yeah.
Because Super Metroid is so much better than the first one.
Well, yeah, but again, I don't know. Like, it's not like you can't hold that against the first one.
Well, right.
Like, because it's not the second one.
Yes.
You know?
They so greatly improved upon.
Well, I know, but they wouldn't even have anything to improve upon if that first game didn't exist.
I know how it works, but it doesn't change the fact that I don't like the first
one. I'm biased towards my retro games, bro. Those are.
I mean, I like some retro games too. Oh, wait, there was something. I was thinking when we were talking about it before we started recording that I want to, and not necessarily even a classic game or something, maybe just something even on here. I don't know if there's anything on here.
Do you need control?
How do I get away?
Oh, Atrak is in control. You took control. However, you did it. I don't know.
I don't think so. I'm leaving our online session.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you trying to say? What are you?
I was gonna say I want to beat a game that I've never even like played before.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I don't know what
you know. What would be fun? You know what would be fun to do, Drake?
No, I don't think there's anything on here that I've never even played.
Well, you know what would be fun to do is you and I each pick a game out for each other.
For each other.
That we have to beat. But also, don't be malicious about it. You know, right. Like, you know, like nobody's going to be beating Ghosts and Goblins anytime soon. You know, like,
I mean, I can do
I mean, maybe. I know. Like, see, that's the problem that I have. Is like, it's a challenge. And I'm up to the challenge. I just don't know if I'll be able to do it.
I mean, every game, somebody's beaten it.
Well, somebody has. I mean,
like, there's no game out there for any of these systems that somebody has not beaten.
And frankly, that is a testament to Nintendo's seal of quality back in the day. Like, the games had to be doable. Like,
yeah.
They could be hard as shit, but somebody can do it. You know, if somebody can do it, then it's fine. Like, I don't know. Like, there's Atari games that are just fucking impossible. Like, you just can't do it. And it's because they don't work, you know? They don't work properly.
Because they're broken.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what on here. I don't know if there's anything on here that I can do.
Well, let me...
I'm going to find something.
Let me look through some stuff. And you look through some stuff and see... if there's something maybe here, you know what? I have a running spreadsheet of all the NES games that I have.
Okay. Cause I mean, yes, I do have,
I will have send that to you.
Retron.
You have your Retron. Exactly.
I can play any of those games.
I'll send you the list of everything that I have and you pick out a game for me and I'll pick out a game for you. And we'll try and beat those games this year. Like, all that right. Sounds fun. We'll let's take another week to decide what those games are.
Tune in
next week, Revelers. Yes, yes.
And we'll decide. I'm going to pick a game for Earl. He's going to pick a game for me.
Cool.
That beat him.
That sounds fun. And like
a retro game.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to pick City Connection for you.
God, is even a beating it?
I don't think so. I don't. I'm not picking City Connection. Like, I'm gonna pick a game that like you can probably do, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, I guess I probably have a better idea of what those games are, but yeah.
I mean, I'm not just gonna pick a game based on the name. I'm gonna pick it and then kind of research it and look at it
and
for you.
See if it's doable. Okay.
See if it seems like, you know.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh wait. Before we continue, though, there is a speed run. There are speed runs for this game.
For Journey to Silius?
For Journey to Silius.
Okay.
So we played it for, what, a good
30 minutes. Yeah.
And didn't even beat the first level.
Yep.
How fast do you think somebody can beat this game, though?
The whole game?
The whole game. Any percent.
Any percent. I think somebody can beat it in... 8 minutes and 43 seconds.
Holy shit, you are so close.
Am I close? What?
You're 6 seconds off.
Oh my god.
8 minutes and 37 seconds.
Holy shit. Cool. 8 minutes impressive. Though. That's
yeah,
fucking
I know,
fast.
Right? I didn't watch it, so
that was
I'm
just
assuming
a straight
it's
up
gotta
place.
Be there's gotta be like glitches or something that because there's 5 levels. And even you don't move overly fast, so there's no way you can do that and just legit like run through every level. There's got to be something that happens because there's also a warpless category.
Oh, okay. So there must be warps.
Leads
or...
me to believe there's got to be a warp or a glitch.
Some
that,
kind of glitch that jumps
all of a sudden
you.
Just jumps you to the end.
Yeah, yeah.
So
okay.
I'm not sure what it is, but
cool. I think when I guess the speed run times, like let's give it a margin of plus or minus 10 seconds.
All right. Then you
so,
won.
Then I won this.
Nailed
time.
It.
Nailed it. I think that's the first time that's ever happened, but
yeah, you were really close.
Cool. Yeah, well, I think it's time for final shots for final thoughts.
Yeah.
So revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Ooh. Bullet bourbon, y'all. Ooh. Yikes. Okay.
It shoots you in the mouth.
It shoots you right in the mouth.
Right in the throat.
Yeah, it's really in the throat. That's where it More is. In the throat, it's yeah. right in the throat. It's like all down it too. Like I could feel the burn.
Yeah.
You know, like,
well, it's because yeah, it's.
It's like Bernie Sanders.
Like, sip that with maybe
an ice cube,
two or three ice cubes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what?
I mean,
you know
like,
what?
I love Bulla Bourbon, and I will sip on that all day long.
You know what I need to get myself is an ice cube maker that makes those like big ball ice cubes. Like
I have ones that make the balls, but they're shaped like death. They have
oh, they're
death,
shaped
they're,
like
they're
death
stars.
Nice.
Abby got them for me for Christmas or my birthday. I don't remember. It was like our first year dating, I think, or something.
Nice. I do
very
like
early on.
I love one ice cube in a whiskey. Like it just like once it melts, it's like a nice,
yep.
like smooth whiskey water. You know,
I always put at least yeah, probably two or three ice cubes.
Okay.
In there.
Okay. Anyway, we are talking about Journey to Silius here, Drake. How many crappy Journey to Silius shotguns out of 10 do you give this game?
God, I don't know. I mean, the game mechanics are there and
like
they
it's
work.
It's fine. It works.
Fine.
Yeah.
And I'm sure eventually you can kind of memorize where things are coming from. You know, we go over this every time we play a game.
Yeah.
It's like all the mechanics work and everything's there and it seems like
it's just memorization.
It's a cool like atmosphere and environment to the game.
Yeah, it looks
the
good.
The music is obviously
the
phenomenal.
Music is so good. Like it's really fucking good.
And yeah. then the game is just you're just little guy like running around shooting robots.
I mean, which like let's for 1990 that was a cool
right.
thing, you know? I don't know.
I'm gonna 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. That's pretty generous. I think
see that it has potential to be something cool, but man,
I think I'm gonna give it a,
maybe
six.
A six.
I'm gonna give
yeah.
it a six. I don't think it's quite like it's fine, but I don't think it's quite in that like anything 7 and above. I think is like well,
yeah,
we rate a lot of things 7 and above,
right?
But
no, I think you're right with a six. It's not. It's not great, but it's not terrible. It leaves
something to be desired.
Like there could be more involved with I don't know what exactly because I'm not a game designer. But
I think you wanna be able to shoot in all directions
yeah,
or
I think
at least
you
wanna
be
four
able to
directions.
Shoot at least up.
At least in three directions, yeah. Left,
with the,
right,
with
and
the
up.
Way the game is, I don't think you ever need to shoot down or no, diagonally.
I don't know. There was a couple times when I wanted to shoot diagonal. There was those floaty guys that were up there.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to shoot him, but you can't.
But I think you can also just ignore those guys.
Yeah,
let them shoot their things, and then they fly away, and then you just go.
I know, but like it would be nice to shoot them. If you could shoot diagonal,
right,
then you could
right.
get them. You know, I don't know. Like, isn't
yeah,
that, that's why you're playing a game is to like
yes,
shoot the stuff
to
and
kill
do
all
it,
the
to,
things.
Yeah, yeah, you know, like to play.
Yeah. I think there could be maybe more drops and maybe some more weapons or power up things or something there. And there never seems to be any health pickups.
Yeah. Health pickups would be huge. Or like even if an enemy just dropped a little health every now and again,
just
you know,
a little
like,
bit.
Yeah. I don't know. Like obviously though, you know, we,
I don't
we
know. It's just missing something.
Yeah. And, but the, you know, we say this a lot, but like this game didn't even know it was missing that stuff when it came out, you know, like that
true.
Stuff wasn't even a trope yet. Like,
but you know, we're looking at these games with a modern,
with
lens
a modern
sometimes.
Lens. That's
and,
true. That's true.
You know?
Yep.
And sometimes some of these old school games are phenomenal and they really nailed it. They had it all figured out back then sometimes, but this one, there's just something.
Yeah.
I don't know what that something is necessarily,
but it's
I can't put it into words, but it's definitely, it's just lacking
something
as far
yeah.
as gameplay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a little too early. It needed to be on like the Super Nintendo and have a few
yeah.
more things going, a
yeah.
few more buttons with a few more options.
I just don't feel like I don't feel compelled to keep playing it.
No.
You know, like, I don't know. It's missing that
like researching it. It all sounded really cool.
Yeah, it does sound cool, but it's missing that
and
like
is,
hook.
Yeah,
you know, that
just,
like
yeah. it just seems
ya.
A little basic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I, yeah, it's fine. Six. I'm gonna give it a six.
Six seems right.
Drake, what did other people think of this game?
It's hard to say.
Okay.
So on Amazon, all the reviews were really good for it. Really positive.
And a bunch of them were like, it doesn't work. What
there
the
was
fuck?
Only like two. It received basically all fives and then like two or three threes.
Nice. Okay.
And they were basically, one of them was, he gave it a three because he's like, the game is really good, but the cartridge is really dirty. I had to open it up and take it apart and clean everything. And then it kind of worked.
Okay. I have a bunch of games like that.
Right. But yeah, otherwise everybody seems to really enjoy this game. And reviews, let's see. It seems maybe people kind of agree with us. Game Pro, 17 out of 25. Why would your grand scale be
25?
This one's also weird. EGM, 25 out of 40.
25 out of 40? What are these people up to here?
I don't know. Micromania, huh. An 8 out of 10. At least a scale of 10 I can wrap my brain around. and then the brief description is, while the game itself never received wide acclaim in Western markets, the music has been widely praised and has been subject of numerous remixes, such as the video game music website Overlooked Remixes Journey to Silius.
Yeah,
project.
It's. I but saw it too. Like, it's spelled with
JURN3Y, the number two.
Oh, it's internet
five,
speak.
Yeah, five. It's leet speak, man.
Leet speak. My bad, y'all.
51L1U5. And all also, right. When I looked on Amazon, when I just typed in Journey to Silius, a bunch of music stuff came up.
Oh, really?
Before, like, the game, I had to go back and say Journey to Silius NES for the game to actually come
out. Oh, wow. Interesting.
Otherwise, it was a bunch of music stuff.
Oh, cool.
So I think people have used this music a lot for sampling and other stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's really fucking good.
Yeah, it's good music.
Yeah.
It's probably its strongest suit.
Oh, yeah. The music is phenomenal.
It's really good.
Yeah. Way better than it has any right to be, really.
Yeah.
Although, you know, Sunsoft made good games back then.
Oh, they made great games.
Like, yeah. Does Sunsoft still exist, or like, do they become something else?
I don't think they exist anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I haven't seen anything from them, I feel like, in a long time. Sunsoft. I mean, it doesn't say a date of going away. Founded in 1978.
Okay. Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Journey to Silius, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt. And Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do. Please tweet us, email us. Rob... Shout out to Rob C out there. I owe you an email, bro. I owe you an email. You have reached out two times now, and I have not responded, and I apologize. So thank you, Rob. We'll be in touch for sure. I just wanted to make sure I said that because I'm feeling terrible. Like, Rob has reached out two times now and just wants to chit chat, you know, and like, I would love to do that. So, let's see. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app, or Apple Podcasts. I don't know. Whatever podcast app has ratings. If your podcast app has a rating, give us one. We'd love
it. Do it. As we've said many times, we don't know how any of the stuff works.
No, we don't. We don't know. But we're on all the stuff, you know? Like,
we're on all the things.
I know that much. Like,
yes.
That's what I know, that we are available on all
the
apps.
We are there.
Yeah.
Whether or not those ratings come to us, we
don't. Hard to say. Anyway, I think that's about it for this week. You want to take us out, Trey?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, partyless partiers.
Game on, partyless partiers, and happy new year.
Woo! Woo! Listen to all those people.
Oh, it's so, so happy. Remember when we used to be able to just like go into a large crowd like that? Like, that's
with not even worrying.
Yeah, yeah. That was only not even a year ago, but here we are.
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, peace out, Revelers.
Later. No, they're not going to die. They're going to survive. I will survive. As long as I know how to love, I know I feel love. And I better, better be. And I don't know the words. I will survive. And Earl's going to pee.